Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a couple of tough games from this past week, Coach. And first of all, with the game starting against Perry LeCompton, what are some things that you recall from that one?
When leading up into Christmas break, we were looking to figure out a way to try to put a few more points up on the board. So we were kind of going to push a few more, long rebounds and try to play a little bit faster. I don't think that really made a big difference in the game. We scored about our season average, but they just really shot the ball well. Perry had two really good players, and one just came out and hit a bunch of threes to start the game early. But, we always kind of find ourselves, even after a team gets a hot start, we're sitting there at halftime and still kind of in the game a little bit. But, like I said, it was really hard to keep those two guys from scoring on us.
Yeah, and then you guys followed that up with a tough one last night, but against a very good Nima Haas Mitchell team. You guys, the defense did make some improvements in that game.
Yeah, I thought we worked a lot on moving the basketball around the perimeter a little bit better, trying to get some lanes to drive to the baskets for some of our guards that have been struggling scoring here lately. And I thought we did a really good job not turning the ball over as much. Unfortunately, I think we're best at man-to-man, half-court man-to-man defense. And I think Nemaha Central's strength is running really good man-to-man offense. So I knew we were going to have a little bit of battle there. And they have strong guards that, they might not have one player that's just going to score 20, but, they have all five starters that can go out and put up 10 points a night. So we did, I thought we did okay. We got some stops when we didn't turn the ball over. We did well, but in these last two games, I went from probably playing about six kids the majority of the time to, getting about eight or nine kids in there. So I am mixing in a few more bench players that I'm hoping that will help us down the road once they get a little bit more comfortable too.
Yeah, now you guys get a Holton team that is trying to compete for the top of the Big Seven. And, Coach, what are some things about, these Wildcats? They got some great athletes, that's for sure.
I know we struggled against the Perry LeCompton team and keeping them from scoring. And I just noticed the score real quick that Holton had beat Perry last night, if I got that correct. So, once again, I've seen their point guard Lears playing, starting varsity since he's a sophomore, and you kind of got to pick your poison with him, whether, you're going to probably let him shoot some contested threes or get out. And if you get out and guard him, he's going to blow by you left or right-handed. And the Snyder kid's probably one of the best athletes in the Big Seven. So we're probably not going to overthink it. We're going to just continue to try to get, better offensively and try to get stops defensively and not really overthink it. And then we get a little bit of a break and go into our mid-season tournament where I hope, after this really tough Big Seven road of games that we've had, that hopefully in our mid-season tournament we can kind of start playing a little bit better and get some wins on the board.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Thank you so much for your time here today. Appreciate it, and as always, and I look forward to talking to you coming up next week.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.